Hello, and welcome back to the Introspection and Banter podcast. I'm your host, Zach.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Antoine.
I'm also Gabe.
Ayo, we're all here. We're all ready. Let's talk about how AI is affecting you and your mama. Let's go.
I don't know how AI affects my mama.
I haven't actually. How AI affects your mama.
How?
I didn't think you're gonna pull me out like this. All right, so the way AI affects your mama is: have you ever thought about the copyright, laws in regards to how your mom might be affected if she made AI art that's based off my own art?
I have not, sir. Please continue.
What? We're talking about AI art. We're talking about AIs. That's the subject. There we go.
Do you think your mama has ever made an AI essay that's based off my own essays?
No.
And then used it in a class?
My mother's technological levels reach that of operating a toaster, starting a computer, and knowing how the scanner function at her job works, and that's about it. That's the level. It's the cap.
I didn't realize you were talking about your mom. I thought you were talking about AI, and I'm just like, what? What? I think AI is a little more advanced than that.
AI knows how to use a toaster.
Hope God.
It's their own weakness. They just don't know.
If they don't, though, when Skynet inevitably takes over, that's going to be our defense mechanism. Toasters.
So, are you guys concerned about AI? Like, what do you guys, are you optimistic about it? I'm sure there's differing opinions in the community right now.
Oh, yeah. I myself am looking forward to see what else we make with AI in the next few years. Some of the shit that, like, GPT and shit, is, like, really.
I've seen your browser history.
What do you mean you've seen my browser history?
That's a very loaded question. I'm just going to say, it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking AI in the work industry, and in the job industry, already machines have started taking over regular human positionings. Although there was a very good video of a robot that was, I think it went for like 12 hours straight of like, doing a menial task of taking a box and putting it on a conveyor belt, and it fell over, and it was a very good representation of not even robots can
work.
But going back to the topic that I was saying, I think it's going to be very good because then for things like reactors. Or, you know, shipments, you not only have the human element to check over it and to review it, but you also have the AI element kind of going like, hey, like, out of 127 sets of data, this one set of most recent data looks a bit different than the 127. Is something up? Is something wrong with that piece of data? Is, you know, something going on?
We're all going to die.
No, it just means Wyoming will finally have a purpose for its existence. take that, Wyoming.
I just like the idea of like an AI monitoring something like a nuclear power plant and just be like, hey, something up while like all the alarms are like going off.
I just like the idea that all of a sudden just some random, you know, town out in the middle of nowhere just gets all these supplies of, like, nuclear waste. It's like, what happened? Well, the AI messed up. And instead of saying, like, Huckleberry, Nebraska, it said Huckleberry, Missouri. So I guess you guys just have this this ton of nuclear waste.
Let's be real. If radiation started affecting Missouri, it'd probably make it better.
So that's what, now 48 states left to insult the jab.
Listen, I'm from New Jersey.
Well, I mean, we already did New Jersey and PA, so.
47. We're down to 46.
Oh, 46, yeah.
Don't forget the outlying territories, though.
Wait, did we do Puerto Rico yet?
I don't know. There's like 5 territories you gotta incorporate. And okay, free associations.
Yeah, so I think for AI, it really just depends on what you're talking about. I think AI in business and AI in fields of work can be very good. I think AI in terms of, let's say, waitressing can be very bad. I don't think that would work out too well.
Right.
Or even like AI art, I don't think would work too well.
So even in my job, we've actually been experimenting using AI to do certain tests.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes clients will email their orders in, but instead of like writing it out as a list, they'll write it out as a fucking paragraph. So we've been experimenting with the AI to literally take that email and actually get the order from that paragraph and give it to us as a list of like, they need this X amount of like steaks, X amount of tomahawks, things like that.
Interesting.
Saves us time.
I didn't realize you guys had already started utilizing something like that in your workplace.
Yeah, it hasn't been fully integrated yet, but we have started like experimenting with it. Now, Michael, you mentioned AI art.
Yes.
And I know that's a really big that's a really big hot topic to like discuss. Yeah. You have a lot of people who are very much against it and a lot of people who are very much for it.
I'm going to put my hot take out here. I'm going to put my my flag in the ground. I think AI art in competitions should be illegal.
In competitions, I would agree. I mean, it's like if you had a sculpting competition, right? Who can make like the best Plato statue? And you got Timmy here working on like his little Plato statue, and then you come out with like a 3D printer who's using Plato to like print out something. It's not the same, is it?
Actually, I'm going to even expand that idea of my idea. I'm going to say AI arts for use of monetization shouldn't be allowed.
Hmm. Here's the thing, right? I know like a big issue with that is like copyright. Like who does it belong to? Here, at least in the United States, we've had precedent already to tell us that AI art is not a protected copyright. It's not protected under copyright simply because it doesn't have a human author.
Mm-hmm.
And being a prompt engineer does not give you the right to the actual artwork. It's because of, I want to say, PETA, a lawsuit involving PETA and a photographer, which they use a picture of a monkey who had taken a picture of himself. The photographer was claiming it's his photograph. But the courts ruled saying that no, because it does not have a human author. The chimp took the picture. Thus, the chimp would be the author, but because it's not a human, it's not actually owned by him. Thus, in the same context, like when it comes to AI art, yeah, the guy, someone made a prompt, but the machine is the one that made the actual drawings. Thus, it's not actually yours. It's would be the machine, but since the machine's not a person, it's not protected under the copyright. The other issue is like the fact that it takes data from artists who have not given permission to use it is what a lot of people have issues
with. That's my big thing.
So yeah. Here's the funny thing. We have also, again, precedent for that in the music industry. There's AI-generated music, but the AI-generated music uses royalty-free data, like data sets from...
Is that like Hatsune Miku? Is she AI?
That's a vocal. That's a voice bank. AI-generated music takes data sets from royalty-free music. Thus, it's not owned by anyone. Thus, there's no issue of copyright later down the line. We don't have that with, like, usually with, like, these drawing AI apps. Usually, they just take whatever's online or whatever data sets they can find and pile that together to make something.
I do want to say, talking about AI music, most recently, there was an AI song that was uploaded to the internet in which there was... voice deepfakes of both Drake and The Weeknd, and it was a 2-3 minute song, and it sounded pretty close to their voices are. obviously there are inflections that are missing in some parts. You know, you can kind of tell, but overall it did a pretty good job. It was taken down by the record company, and they are, you know, trying to go after the person who created it because of the, you know, Drake and Weeknd and the lyrics and trying to get money off their likenesses. But I don't really know, because since AI is fairly new in the world of creating music like that, AI itself isn't new, but the music is. So, like, what, as far as lawsuits and stuff, like, what's going to come out of that? I feel like there's going to be a lot of important lawsuits in the future regarding copyrights and all that, like you were saying, when it comes to creating the art and the pictures and the music and more so.
Yeah, that if they ever take, I believe the guy's name was Ghost Rider, who made the song. If they ever take Ghost Rider to court, that's going to set the precedent for something like that. Because I don't think there's anything that's happened beforehand where we actually have like any major decisions to be made from any lawsuits that have come out.
My question, while talking about like using singers' voices, would you sign a record deal? Would you sign a deal if that meant that the company could then use an AI to replicate your voice?
No.
I probably wouldn't either. You know, the funny thing about that too is, Anthony, you mentioned Vocaloid, right? You know, Vocaloid yes. purposely doesn't sound very human. And part of that is because when, I guess, the technology was first like coming out onto the market, that was kind of a compromise. They did not,
like early 2000s, I think.
They did, yeah, the music industry did not want actual artists using their voices for the Vocaloid program. So instead they came up with things like Hatsune Miku and shit like that, like their own little virtual avatars and little, like, I guess.
As a unique sound?
As their own unique, like, characters.
Yeah, okay. Which, I think I get why.
It's gonna, yeah, you don't want that sort of competition out, especially when you're in an industry like the music industry, which is really stringent yeah. on, like, who owns what. Especially as those big companies like really like to claim a lot of shit copyright wise online. It's the same thing about outside of that, and like the actual, like, what do you call that? I want to say workplace. I'm say like pop culture or industry. Public. There we go. In the public.
I mean, I'm sure you and me, Gabe, are like the same about this. Like, I want to own anything that I make. If
right.
Like, definitely at all. Like, anything I produce, like, I don't want anyone to own the rights to that. Last thing I want is to be like, Alan Moore, they own my shit, and I'm not going to get it until they stop producing it, and they're still producing it.
Yeah, that was like a really shit deal. I don't think anyone realized how big Watchmen was going to be. Or at least he didn't, I don't think, when he signed that
agreement.
Yeah.
So I think that answers your question, Michael. No.
I wanted to bring that up because I know there was a, as you guys mentioned, you mentioned that video of, you know, Drake and someone else. I also know that there is a video of an AI using lyrics to, I think, like Eminem's, like Slim Shady. And doing a voiceover of that in M's voice. And so that's why I was like, do you think in the future, especially, can we see music companies just going, well, we'll just copyright your voice. If you go, well, we have AI, we can replicate it.
Oh, that would piss me off. Like, I would love to sue the shit out of them if they did that. Because I don't know what's more unique about me than, like, my voice. Because, like, it sounds like your own. Like, I'm sure you could meet somebody with the same voice, but it's really something that's yours.
Question is, do you legally own your own voice?
Fuck the law.
Yeah, that's where it really boils down to. Do you own your own voice? Because if that's the case, Does that mean every time we've recorded a speech or some sort of event, does that mean we've broken, like, I guess, copyright law if the person who's actually talking owns it? Or is the recording owned by the person who actually made the recording?
Or, better yet, because we post these videos up on platforms like YouTube and Spotify, which, by the way, I'm not sure where you're hearing this, but we have a YouTube, we have a Spotify, we have an Apple's iTunes thing.
Apple Podcasts, I think, is what it's called now.
The Apple thing with the music and the podcast plug-in.
Find me in hentai.
Jesus.
You can find us on ph.com. But because you're putting it out there in a free space or a space that can be taken and used and manipulated, does that also mean that, like, artists like that do covers, like, I think Peter Hall and them, does that mean that you could just take their work, change it, and upload it as your own because it's free use?
So I'll tell you this. When it comes to free use, companies do not give a fuck. As we can see with how fucking Universal Music Group treats like covers and shit on YouTube, where they will straight up just, you hum a song and they'll straight up like claim it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there have been cases where people don't even actually like have a recording of it. We've had people like literally humming and that gets claimed. Someone who doesn't even put the song in the video just talks about it and that's also been claimed before. And the worst part.
Do I know anything by Universal Music Group? Do you know, like, what's something I might know?
They're a big, like, music label, and whatever they don't, like, own, they're probably connected with. The issue comes, like, how YouTube's system works is that company makes a claim, you can fight the claim, so then they have to investigate. You know how it gets investigated on YouTube? They ask the company who made the claim, hey, are you sure this is not fair use? Now, if you're a company who wants to steal money from like people, right? What are you gonna say? It's my shit, right? You're just gonna say, yeah, it's not fair use. So then YouTube goes, well, they said it's not fair use. So you either take it to court or you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So then I guess it just boils down to: do you own the copyright of your own voice?
And that's the question.
As for Anthony's question on the Universal. Music. Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I know Kendrick Lamar.
Post Malone. Just to name a few.
Nope.
Post Malone.
Oh!
But yeah, Post Malone's under Universal.
Wait a minute. Kendrick Lamar isn't on Dreamville? Wait, is that a record label or is that a studio?
Again. Music industry is a very confusing place.
All right.
Whatever is not directly owned by them might be owned like by a subsidiary. That's the other thing, too. So, like, yeah. It's owned by this company who happens to be under this other company, which happens to be under Universal.
In general, I think, like, copyright and ownership laws is wild place. Like, I don't know if it's supposed to be confusing, but it gets confusing.
I feel like it just hasn't been updated, man. Like, I feel like all these laws were made, like, in the last, like, century, right? But they haven't, like, updated themselves to, like, be a part of, like, the new digital age. You understand what I'm saying?
Completely.
Yeah, I do feel that, because the digital age has only really started to rise since maybe the 90s, early 90s.
Yeah, and distribution like that didn't really, like, take flight until, like, the early 2000s, you know, the golden age of piracy.
Well, I'm sure none of those companies and none of those people expected, you know, that created DARPA really sat there and went, you know what, in 20 years or in 30 years, we're going to sit there and we're going to have AI. It's like the most they probably thought about was, oh, God, what is email?
Yeah. Thing is, like, I feel like, though, they, like, even, like, after, like, the Digital Millennium Act or whatever the fuck it's called, I feel like they also just purposely haven't bothered to, like, move on up, you know, to keep up with the times. And I think they actually purposely try to, like, stay behind so that they can continue to milk out, like, false copyright claims and strikes. And the worst part is sometimes they recruit, like, we're getting a little off topic, but sometimes they recruit, like, artists themselves to try to be their mouthpiece. Like, when they recruited, when they had one of the guys from the Eagles talking about copyright, and, like, the guy is old. He clearly does not know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't think he understands what a fucking MySpace page is.
A MySpace page?
No, like, I'm saying, like, that's what I got from his own speech. So, like, I feel like this guy's living back, like, in the 80s when, like, piracy was literally, or copyright infringement was literally making, like, bootleg copies off a mixtape. That was it back in the day. It's, like, not like now in the modern day where, like...
Like, a physical copy of something. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's, like, everything's digital. You've created an infinite source. Because now that shit can be copied over and over and over and over again with no limit, really.
Yeah, it definitely gets more complicated with the digital era that, like, we're living in.
Because, like, think about it in the terms of economics, right? That's in its most basic and simplest forms without considering anything else. Supply and demand drive the market, right? If there's a lot of something, it's not going to cost a lot. If there's a lot, right, because the demand's not high enough for it to, like, be a lot. If something's in low
supply... With the digital era, it's infinite.
Exactly, that's the issue. So then why the fuck do we even try to, like, price something like that, right? Yeah, you still go out... The companies will still go out of their way to, like, claim that, no, this is our trademark, this is our IP or whatever. You can't violate that.
Wait, I mean, who are you, Nintendo?
Oh, don't even get me started, bro. That's for a different episode.
So, I have a question. How do you guys feel about AI in the form of, let's say, ChatGPT, OpenAI, Bing's AI with the, you know, Google's AI called Bard, which are, like, you know, text AI. How do you guys feel about that stuff, as well as what do you think is going to happen in the next, like, 10 years as far as AI
goes? ChatGPT is what we were experimenting with at my job, and that was helping us, like, grab orders from emails. So I think things like that in the workplace, as Michael said, is probably going to advance a lot in the coming years as we see more use of it. Probably going to start replacing certain people, too. Like, certain positions, fortunately. Because I think you can use it for not just, like, you can use it for a lot of things. Everything from marketing to just, like, logistics. Can't you?
Yeah, I watched the video, and the video was explaining how a lot of the positions that may be, you know, integrated with AI will be blue-collar positions as well as more white-collar. Yeah. It'll be more white collar and, like, business stuff, right? So, and a lot of it isn't going to be like, oh, they're taking your job completely, but it's, you're going to have to work with it in the future, okay? Like, you're going to have to get used to, like, working with it. And if you don't really work with it, okay, then you might fall behind. But, yeah, so a lot of it was like that. And I was like, that's really interesting, you know? Because as far as I'm concerned, we're not going backwards with technology. We're only going to get, you know, better and more advanced as far as technology goes. So I'm here with it. I'm for it. It's scary. I think it's really scary, because it's like, oh, I feel like we've advanced so much in such a short amount of time. But I think I'm willing to work with it and try and understand it. Especially since right now all AIs just have about one function. They can do about one thing. They aren't super complicated to the point where they're like Terminator, HAL 9000, things like that. So
I'm going to call it now. We're going to probably see universities at one point having what's it called? An AI prompt class. Like, prompt engineering is probably going to be a thing in the future. Or rather, teaching prompt engineering is going to be a thing in the future.
I mean, like, dude, they barely teach cursive anymore, and typing is huge now in teaching kids these days. So I agree with you.
I agree with that. I just can't wait to see...
No.
We did. I just can't wait to see teachers take classes on spotting AI in written assignments. That's going to be fun.
I got to say, as and maybe Anthony, you might be with me on this one, because I think we're both, or and Zach too, I guess, since we're all three, like, all kind of in the same boat, people who, like, enjoy writing to write. Fucking hate that, the fact that kids think they can get away with fucking writing, using AI to write their fucking paper.
Oh, yeah, I think it's fucking stupid.
See, I want to flip that on its head, because I think we should really be asking, like, why are kids even needing to use things like ChatGPT and AI to write out assignments? Like, why are they having to do that, Mr. Teacher Man?
Because they don't teach kids basic writing.
That's a tough one.
It's twofold. A, there are some people who are just that fucking lazy, and B, it's also because they don't have the tools to. Like, one of the things I was talking to my professors back when I was in university is, how weird is it that, like, they don't teach kids how to write anymore in schools? Like, you have kids going into university and they actually don't know how to write properly. So you have to actually, the university has to, like, provide classes that are just basic writing classes, because kids do not know how to fucking write. They don't know the difference between a comma, semicolon, and it's just like, what the fuck?
It's pretty simple, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I didn't know what the fucking difference was between those until I made it to college, took a fucking creative writing class, and I finally had my answer. But no one in my, like, nothing in grammar school, nothing in, like, middle school, nothing in junior high or in high school, no one could tell, no one told me what was the difference. Then the shit they teach you is wrong. Like, you go to college and half the shit, you find out, like, half the shit they teach you is wrong.
When it's 2042 and you hit up the young generation with the I before E except after C, and they just start crying because they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I heard that rule is wrong more times than it's right.
What?
The I before E except after C, I heard it's wrong more times than it's right. Like, I heard that the E is more times than not, it's before the I in most cases. Good spelling. I just learn how to spell the fucking word. Rule's not gonna help you too much.
I like have you guys ever seen the mug where it's like I before E and then it goes, unless you leisurely deceive A overweight heirs to forfeit their sovereign's conceits?
English is a confusing fucking language to begin with. Like, let's not act like it's not. I mean, we learned how to speak it because we grew up with it. But, the Pope has trouble speaking it. And that man knows, like, 6 different languages.
God.
I mean, the people over in the UK have had trouble speaking English for years! I thought that was going to get a better reaction. Anyway,
weird English people, what do they think? They'd invent the fucking language? Bunch of fucking weirdos.
Where'd we leave off with AI?
Papers. AI papers.
Yeah, we're talking about... Is it the fault of maybe the teachers as to why it is that students need to use...
It's twofold.
ChatGPT.
I think that's maybe not the teachers, but the education system, because I don't think the American, or at least public school... Because I know a lot of us in this... a lot of the hosts right now did public schooling and in the US, and you know that the American public schooling system, at least the few of us I know that did inner city schooling in Pennsylvania, it wasn't great. And I mean, hell, to be honest, I didn't really care. When I got to college, it was different. I actually cared about what I was writing about and the topics for essays and shit. I remember I pulled an all-nighter because I really wanted to impress my classmates with my work. For once.
I gotta say, in New Jersey, it's a little different. We actually have a pretty good education system, except where I live. Where I live is literally the outlier. We have one of the... we are the ones who bring down the fucking ratings when it comes to, like, when they start calculating for the state.
Kind of same, to be honest.
And I just thought that was so fucking funny. Because people do talk about, like, hey, yeah, Jersey City has some pretty decent programs. When I was like, yeah, they're everywhere except where I live, because my city is a fucking shithole when it comes to the education system. Now, as far as what you were saying, Anthony, I think you're talking about Common Core. Common Core, a lot of people have an issue with that shit.
Oh, Common Core classes?
Well, like, that's the Common Core curriculum. A lot of times teachers they have to follow certain things because that's what the city or the state or whatever fuck mandates of them.
For standardized testing.
For standardized testing, which itself is a little, there's issues with it to begin with.
It's not great.
As far as to go on relating back to your question, Michael, I'd say it's twofold. Part of it is because kids do not have the tools, are not given the tools from the education system to properly write. But there are also just some people who are just that fucking lazy, would rather like take the time to like learn a few commands in ChatGPT or whatever, rather than actually sit down and write a paper. I don't. As far as which one's more likely, I would argue maybe the issue with the education system.
I agree that I agree with you that is also a double-sided sword. I think obviously, you're gonna have people who are lazy, and then you're gonna have people who are allegedly having so much pressure put upon them by educators and by teachers that they feel like they have no other hope but to use AI type resources to figure out solutions.
Now let me turn this on its head. My coworker was telling me that his wife is a teacher, right? I forget for what. It was one of those like national remembering holidays or months. I don't know if it was Latino or Black History Month or whatever, where she was trying to come up with like a lesson plan for like the kids. I think she teaches like very young kids.
Arbor Day.
Maybe. So what's it called? He just went on ChatGPT to create like a freaking lesson plan. What are your thoughts on that? Like using like AI to like actually teach kids things.
What if I made a ChatGPT as the best man for your wedding?
Go on.
I think if you did that to me, I would kind of be offended.
Have him write my speech?
Yes.
Although, I know Anthony was joking. That I actually, that's where I'm thinking of going with this, with your question there, Gabe. Is that I think it actually loses the human element of the lesson plan.
Thank you, Michael.
Not a problem. I genuinely, if you have an AI that just creates the lesson plans, then you don't really need that many teachers, do you? And also, as I said, it loses the human element of, I'll make this into my strong suit, because then it's like, it's just all computer-based, and it's all, it's the same reprints over and over again.
We're going to like Jetsons mode right now. We're just gonna walk into the classroom as just a robot.
Honestly, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. By the year 2050, everything's gonna look different completely. It's gonna be wild. I don't even know how to fathom what everything's gonna be in 2050 when graphics on video games are really, really good, and we have robots that are writing script like really well, which these AIs that can script write can provide some inaccuracies in what they're saying, as well they are regulated with no emotions because they're robots. And so to answer your question with the whole lesson plan thing, I feel like you lose passion with creating lesson plan, because sometimes you might do something cool. In my younger grades, between like first, second, third, etc., my teachers did some really cool things, like bring in a moped, and they like brought in a gummy heart for anatomy. And I feel like you might lose touch, and you might lose that part of teaching that has the connection with the students and tries to make it fun. I think if you just have a lesson plan, it's going to generate the same lesson plan just about probably for everyone else. Not exactly 100% maybe the same, but generalized. It will give the same information because that is what it's learned and that is the formula that it will continue to use.
So, like, are you saying, like, it's not, like, it doesn't really hit you as much? Like,
yeah, it so I doesn't feel like connect you with develop, you? If you develop your own lesson plan, you can develop a lesson plan that will fit around the students, you know, the ones that are learning, and you as a teacher, and you can be like, okay, we're learning about, you know, this book, we're learning about this subject, I want to do something fun, interactive with you guys, okay? Or have some, like, discussion about it. Versus if you just get a lesson plan from ChatGPT or another AI source, you may run into the problem that it is one, either repetitive, two, it's not specific enough. Now you can organize, you can have like ideas and be like, oh, list it. How would you want to list it? But at that point, you could also list it yourself. So I feel like when you use OpenAI type like that, you may run into the problem of not being able to, you lose that passion, lose that connection when trying to create your lesson plans if they're all just based on AI. Because I feel like a lot of the reasons that, you know, people do become teachers is because they really like helping people. And yeah, while AI, you know, is open assistant, and I said earlier, like, I'm here for it and I can know we have to work with it because we're going to be stuck with it regardless, I do feel like there are some functions that maybe it can help us with, but we can also do on our own. Because if everything was done by AI, there's literally WALL-E. Boom, that's like a great movie. Humans become lazy and, you know, we don't do much. And if we just think that everything AI is accurate, then, and we don't double check it, we may run into a problem too. So I feel like creating lesson plans, there are ways to go about it. And if you just have every lesson plan created, whether it's for a topic that is just anatomy or math or English, or even for a holiday or celebration, it might just give everyone the same one. So
I think humans are unexpected, and we can really, like, we learn differently than they make computers out to be. Like, we're not computers. Like, it's tough. The human element really changes shit up.
The human element.
Humans, yeah, most certainly do. There's, I mean, for the fact that AIs and robots, you give them a function, they will do that one thing. They don't know anything else besides that one thing. And the only other way they don't do the other things is you have to specifically code and write, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, versus a human who could be like, all right, I'm going to go do this thing, and it already knows, I should probably look out for that, maybe I should look out for that. Okay, this place is busy, maybe we should go to this other place. Well, the AI will be, you know, driven to be like, okay, I have no regard for anything else, just this one thing. And because of that, AI may cause issues to where, like you're saying, the human element being important in having a soul and being able to not have to sit there and decide whether or not this is a good or bad decision because the coffee shop doesn't have a certain type of coffee and there's lots of other people there, so it's like, okay, you know,
I feel like we might have be having a different conversation if, say, Detroit become human, like, say we're living in a society like that where AI is like extremely popular, like we basically all have Androids and AI is pretty much something that everybody knows, then this might be a different, we might have different opinions about it.
I mean, at that point, because I think Detroit Become Human makes it very obvious that they're not just machines at that point, right? That they have sapience.
Yeah, like they're individual. Yeah.
That's the next, like, I think the next big question people have with AI is, like, at what point are they going to get advanced enough to the point where they will achieve that?
Most definitely. I mean, there's already, like, Boston, what, technology? If I'm getting my facts straight, where they already have an AI that's, like, running around and doing things.
Yeah. I know, like, sorry, go on.
And then there was that that video that I said earlier in the podcast where, you know, you had the robot that was doing a menial task, yeah.
Oh, so, I was watching, like, your video. Like,
oh. Nice. Shout out to your bud, Tevin. Anyway. Yeah. The robotic videos. I feel like we're already slowly getting there. It's just, like, doesn't have skin and fake flesh yet.
Oh, like Detroit Become Human or Nier Automata, where the AI is, like, a human, basically, clone. Like, there's very little difference. Is that what you're talking about?
Though, speaking of Detroit Become Human, I'm going to ask a question. AI rights. Do you think we'll live to see that conversation?
I think so. And probably maybe towards the later half of our lives, but I think we definitely will come to see, like, the point where we're going to start asking ourselves, well, are these things alive? Should we give them rights? Are they just going to become our slaves? Yada, yada. I'm so excited.
Like, AI girlfriend.
Don't they already have that, though?
Like an AI harem, though?
I don't know about that, but...
What do you mean? They're going to go against what I want their AI.
And this is where... This is the next step of, like... Consent, Anthony, is very important with the AI.
In the AI community.
Yeah, I mean, what if I wake up and I just want my AI mommy dummy girlfriend to be a blonde hair, and she.
Whoa, there, Michael! You're cutting it pretty close.
And she goes, "No, I want black hair." Then, you know, is it right there? Is it the fines?
There you go. There you fucking go. That's the real question now.
We're asking the big questions now.
Uh-huh.
So, when do you think we will be able to create a robot, an AI, cyborg, or another...
It'd be an Android.
That is... Android? That isn't... you're right, cyborgs, half man, half robot. An Android that is not in Uncanny Valley territory, that actually looks like us.
Probably
40 years from now.
I don't think it would take that long.
You think it would be faster?
I think the only way that you'd be able to... I think they can get the body. I think it's definitely possible to get the body because they already did it with Tay, I think it is. Microsoft Tay. Which Microsoft Tay was an AI that had a face. Obviously, it was very robotic.
Yeah. What are you going to bring up, Michael, that I'm curious?
Well, I was going to say the voice. It's going to take them a long time to master down the voice of not having there be, like, gaps. Where it's clearly processing, and then it comes up with an answer. The thing about humans is that it takes milliseconds for us. It'll take about 2 seconds, 3 seconds... 10 seconds, you know, I'm pretty sure someone can sit there, take a stopwatch to ChatGPT and do the calculations on how long it would take that to come back with a response to a simple question.
So, you think physical properties...
I don't know.
We will be able to develop one, but on a, like, creating sound... You know, that'll be the more difficult part, not creating the materials itself and putting them, you know, metal together or like the synthetic type flesh, but creating the voice and inflections and also being able to generate a thought fast enough
to be able to have a conversation that's more normal and not just, okay, speak, wait 5 seconds to like 2 minutes, and then speak again.
Not only that, but also the fluidity of movements. Like, if we're far away, you know, if we have like, you know, let's say like 50 yards or like 70 yards, like if we're on a football field, and we saw an AI simply walk across the field, I think we could see it and go, oh, that's clearly human. But I think if we got closer and closer, we would not only be able to hear it move, we would also be able to see a lot more of its janky animation. So we'd hit Uncanny Valley where, oh, this thing looks like a human.
Okay.
It has the voice of a human, but it's not responding like a human. And it also hasn't gotten the fine motor skills like a human.
Disregarding it looking like a human, because I feel like that's different than what I'm aiming for, is it thinking like a human. Are there questions that you think you can ask it, that you can differentiate it by asking it? Like, sort of like Blade Runner kind of stuff. Like, if I ask it these questions, I'll know if it's a android or a human.
Yes.
Turing test is what you're asking, right?
Yeah, Turing test.
I absolutely think that you can figure it out. I mean, people have already been figuring that out to understand, like, hey, is this an AI or is this a human, through the, like, Ogu. Like, they give it a phrase and it breaks the AI.
I was going to say, can you explain English. That?
So,
Ogu Boga.
I'm trying to think. It's obviously it's not English.
No, yeah, but it's about a game from when I was like 5 years old.
Yeah. But like, there's like a phrase that just breaks an AI.
Oh, was this a test somebody did?
Yeah, it was essentially someone took the cell phone spam and they gave it a certain phrase and that broke it. And so that's how people have been figuring out, like, oh, is this a robot trying to sell me something or is this a person? And they'll use this particular phrase, and I'm still trying to find it. Probably gonna take me.
Similarly to that, I saw somebody gaslight an AI into thinking 2 + 2 = 5.
That's funny, because I saw an AI gaslight Numi into thinking she hated broccoli.
Also, by the way, have any of y'all seen the AI? Like, there's a game where there's an AI. There's a girlfriend played by an AI.
Oh, the ChatGPT Yandere.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I've seen a little.
And you have to escape an apartment.
Yeah, you talk to it. You can trick it. That's the best part, that you can trick it.
You can. I saw somebody say, that I watched on YouTube was like, we have a son. And she was like, we don't have a son. And it's like, we have a son. And then convinced it they had a son. And was like, can you describe our son? It looks like, it has your eyes, but it looks like me. And he was like, yeah, that's right. Sure. And then escape the apartment.
Nice. Saw a guy escape.
Jumped Cub Scouts on YouTube.
Just wanted to like escape the apartment, got the key from her, start to walk out, and then she started chasing him. This motherfucker.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like Mirai Nikki, but like way different.
It sounds like Mirai Nikki, except a completely different.
Excuse the part where the girlfriend convinces him that he's a badass. That's my favorite part of Mirai Nikki. It's like, oh shit, the main character's a badass. Oh no, the girlfriend just convinced him that he's a badass.
Lamau.
I don't even remember her name. Yuno convinced him that he's a badass.
Yuno Gasari or some shit, I don't know.
Gasai. I think it's Yuno Gasai.
Yuno Gasai.
I love how we're all on the computer right now. We don't want to look this up. This is why AI is winning.
I'm searching to find the phrase.
My man's still looking for.
I know it's something.
Unos anus. He's looking for unos anus.
Uble ung inge unga angbe.
Unge unga bunga dingus alakazam.
Unge bengango unge glegle guai guai Dragon Ball Z. Unge bligabai.
Richard Douglas.
We got acted in an actual language. We all just said unga bunga a.
Unga bunga a. Richard Douglas. Chocolate or whatever.
What about Frederick Douglass?
Frederick Douglass.
What about Douglas Douglas?
Douglas Douglas.
We make. I hear Zach in a minute. Is he even still in the podcast?
He should be. It's his podcast.
Apparently. Oh. I just heard. Yeah, there he is. Look that motherfucker. I just heard him come back. Oh, he's like, oh, I heard them say my name. I gotta come back in there.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
We're trying to find out.
He's like, I'm about to take a nap. They called for me.
Really? I'm about to. Real.
Yeah. Bestow us with your wisdom, Master Oogway. Come on.
Master Oogway. So is there a question we're answering right now?
Hey, you're not even paying attention.
Well, listen, I know our host, Michael, here is trying to search up a phrase, and I wasn't sure if there is a conversation. Did you find the phrase?
Unga bunga, I didn't find the phrase. It's. I know it exists. I'm sure if I saw it, someone probably knows what it is.
We'll see. They
use it for bots, especially on Snapchat, and it breaks the bots because they can't figure it out. Although I also
I forgot. Yeah. I asked Michael a question. He was looking it up. Holy shit. I'm just a little drunk right now, I ain't gonna lie.
Although, breaking AI's paradoxes as well could also do the same thing, such as saying this sentence is false.
I was wondering if you could ask it questions related to... Like, I've heard there's ways to figure out that we're not in a matrix kind of situation by asking it questions that have limitless answers. Such as questions related to numbers like pi that have a never-ending answer to it. 3.14159265357898,
etc. Yo, when are we
going to
get the AI podcast
host? When do you think they're going to make AI of our voices?
I want to take a day off.
Of us?
Yeah, take a day off.
Specifically... I don't know. I'm Michael. Get on that shit, bro. Like, what the hell are you doing, bro?
No, fuck you.
I get it. We hired you yesterday, but like, come on. Oh wait, it's not 12 o'clock yet. Never mind.
Cool, Mal.
AI. Yeah, I think we could see if we go up close to it, we could see its movements, so we can clearly tell that it's an AI. I don't think we'll hit the point of which AI can, you know, hide itself from us to at least, like, 20 years.
The difficult thing about AI is it knows just what was there. It can't live a whole human life like we did. I mean, it can live its own life, but, like, our life is different. Until we make androids that have AI to a similar capacity.
Right. Does it need to, though? If we're talking about completely different... If we're saying they're going to get in, like, sapient or whatnot, it would be a completely different organism. Or creature, whatever you want to call it. It stand to reason that they should, or they would, have separate, like, experience... The separate life experience than, like, a human would. And they would see the world in a completely different way.
Honestly, like, if they made, like, literature or something, I'd probably read it. Like, it sounds cool as fuck if they did.
So if somebody developed the technology
to take your brain and put it inside of like a robot, would you do that if your body, like when you became older and your body's no longer able to move how it used to, or you're in like some crazy accident, would you allow them to take your brain and put it in a robot?
No. I don't with my ideas.
No.
I probably would.
Why?
Please go into further detail.
Go into detail about this.
I want to suffer immortality.
I was gonna say, I hit Gabe up like 3 years ago. I said, bro, what if I just died? Like, what the fuck would happen to anything I've ever written? And he was like, bro, just make a doc. Like, make a shared file with me so I have all your work. Alright? So, he's got all my work. Forever, doc. Like, he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
This man, though, he's like, nah. Like, they can create an AI for me, and, like, it will continue living my life.
That what way, the when hell? If I ever publish anything, and I see these kids fucking giving their own interpretations on it, and it's completely wrong, I can just pull up to the fucking classroom, break down the door, and be like, you're fucking wrong.
I was gonna say, I don't think we need to worry about AIs, and especially in anything like AI taking over, or being a robot, because kids can't even read a, analog, not analog. Fuck you.
Digital.
No. I'm thinking analog clock. I know I'm thinking analog clock. Analog clock is what I'm thinking of. I know it. Yes! They can't read an analog clock. We'll be fine.
Oh, I mean, I can barely read one, to be honest. It takes me like a good second to look at it. I'm like, 12 is the little one.
12. It's the numbers are on the clock. How's it hard to read?
Wait, 12's the little one? The 12 is the little one. Yeah, you know, it's confusing. The 12 and the 6, they keep rotating around each other. It's really confusing.
No, that's not what confused me. I'm just saying it takes me longer than someone who's grew up with an analog clock.
Yeah, because apparently your clock is moving around.
And it's small.
You don't want to staple that back up there.
No, I don't mean the 12s moving around. I mean the hour digit and the minute digit move around.
You're calling the little, like, the little hands digits. They're hands.
They're hands. They're hour hands, minute hands, and seconds.
My God.
All hands, okay.
He's about to catch some hands soon.
From whom?
Your old math teachers are about to throw down with you. It's like, we taught you better.
I have any math teacher listening to this? No, dude, I swear to God, if my math teachers listen to this, they'd be like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have taught him all that useless shit. What the fuck were we teaching him the Pythagorean theorem for? Nah, yeah, honestly, Pythagorean theorem is pretty cool.
Why else? I'm so old. I sound like dead.
Actually, wait, they wouldn't care. I was an English major. What the fuck would they care?
Fucking English teacher's gonna be like, yo.
And I could tell time, so they definitely wouldn't care.
Yeah, but digital. Can't tell time on an analog clock, though. That's where you struggle, apparently.
Give me a test, man. A standardized test.
Give me a test right now. I can't see your room.
What else do you want to discuss tonight? Anything else?
I think I have one last little note here. What overall pops into your head whenever you hear artificial intelligence? Like, what's the first thing? That's my last question.
Ads.
Video games.
Like that Bad Cats movie with Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, why did he have to bring that back into my mind?
Oh, Mr. Mustafa. Anyway, I'm going to stop that before we get copyrighted.
Yeah. Discuss this, Anthony.
All right, should we just cut to the end?
Why not?
Thank you
for listening to the Introspection and Banter podcast. I've been your host, Zach.
I've been Anthony.
I'm not Gabe.
I am Gabe.
As I said, thank you on listening to this episode about artificial intelligence. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. So thank you for listening, and I hope all of you have a great week.
Have a good night.
Good night.